Here's a part of American history that you've probably never have heard about. The Chinese Black Alliance in the South from the mid-1860s to the early and mid-1880s. Hi, this is Carlos Pitara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. The Alliance began shortly after the Civil War ended, freeing slaves in 1865. It ended soon after the Chinese Exclusion Act was passed in 1882. It's often said that necessity is the mother of invention. Stated more broadly, that phrase means if someone really needs to do something, they will find a way of doing it. That was a situation facing both black slaves and Chinese immigrants in the late 1800s. Both groups were subject to extreme racism. With their very survival under constant threat, their alliance was born out of necessity. That this period of U.S. history in the American South was associated with slavery, a civil war, and segregation is well known. It's taught in classes ranging from elementary school to college. It's talked about on radio shows, in movies, and on the internet. The period, however, is usually posed in terms of black and white. The 20-year history of Chinese immigrants being imported into the American South is unknown to most Americans and rarely discussed in history books or courses. Yet, the Chinese were also subjected to many of the same Jim Crow laws that oppressed the black community. Chinese families could not live in white neighborhoods. Like black children, Chinese kids were not allowed to attend white public schools. Many attended one-room schools, with only one teacher instructing all grades, from the first grade to the 12th grade. Given the similarity between the treatment towards black and Chinese families, the alliance that emerged was not surprising. It was, after all, born of necessity. There's a major lesson here for immigrant groups in America today. It's this: united immigrants can withstand whatever rules and regulations the forces of xenophobia, discrimination, and racism try to impose upon them. Thanks for listening, and remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together, we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.